we had just a few days left, literally just I want to touch on a few different topics in a few different areas. One is in the midst of Hashabbos that we talk about today, in the midst of Hashabbos Aveda. So the Gemara is besides the midst of Hashabbos Aveda, the Gemara makes a drasha to tell me that you picture Shabbos Aveda that the item is lost already, you have a mitzvah to return it. You also have a mitzvah to prevent a loss from a person. The Gemara says a case where you saw, an example the Gemara gives, that there's a flood coming, it's going to inundate this person's field and damage the field. You have a mitzvah to stop, put sandbags there and block, prevent the water from inundating the field and damaging the field. So there's a mitzvah to prevent the loss to somebody else, and that goes under the umbrella of the mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. It's a Kal V'Chomer, but the more makes a drush from a Pusik, the Rabbah's Aveda's karka, that you prevent the damage to the person's karka. And this is Pasuk that Alocha, the Ikrib Sakan Alocha, this is Pasuk that Alocha, that I would have a mitzvah to prevent the person from having a loss. Examples, a person is at work and he leaves his work at the end of the day, he should turn off the lights instead of causing his employer the loss of money of having the lights sitting on the whole night. He would have a mitzvah to turn off, make sure he turns off the lights to prevent the loss. The same way there's the water's coming and it's going to be damaging, and so taking the cost, that expense, he's a mitzvah to prevent that. If I see a person's car and his lights are on, and I could point out to the person that his lights are on, he should turn off, he shouldn't lose his battery. It might be an old battery which you can't rejuvenate. You know, it'll cause him a loss. You have to replace his battery. It's on for overnight. So I can tell him to turn off the lights in his car. That would be a mitzvah of a Shabbos Aveda. If I know that there's a business which has unscrupulous practices and it acts properly and it takes advantage of the customers which go in there, I would have a mitzvah to tell people don't go to that store because I want to prevent it from having a loss. It's not considered lashon hara. I'm doing it for valid purpose as long as I do not exaggerate above and beyond what the reality is. So it's not a problem of lashon hara. And I have a mitzvah, I have a mitzvah to go and prevent this person from having a loss. Interesting question which comes up along this topic is a case where there's no mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda to a non-Jew. The mitzvah of Shabbos Aveda applies to a Jew. What about a situation where there's an opportunity to return Aveda to a non-Jew, which the law says you can do for the purposes of Kiddush Hashem. I'm not mechuyev to do, but you can do it for Kiddush Hashem. But this non-Jew is insured by a Jewish company. So if I return that Aveda to the non-Jew, I'll prevent the insurance company from having to replace it and I'm helping the Jewish company not having a loss. If I don't return it, the Jewish company will have a loss. If I do return it, the Jewish company will not have a loss. So I have an opportunity to do a Shabbos Aveda to the Jewish company, preventing them from taking a loss from the paying out this insurance claim. So do I have a mitzvah in that situation to do a Shabbos Aveda to? I found an Aveda. Luckily, I'm allowed to keep it. It's mine. It belongs to a non-Jew. I'm allowed to keep it. But I have an opportunity to take my money, spend my money, and give it, it's my money, and give it back, and therefore save the Jewish company from a loss. And that's the argument which the Pesachim talk about. And actually, some Pesachim say, you're not mechuyev to do in that situation. You're dealing with the non-Jew, and it's how the Shabbos Aveda of the non-Jew, you're allowed to keep it. So if a person is aware of himself, a person leaves the yeshiva at the end of the night, the person should turn off all the lights. You know, why is his responsibility? The person makes sure the window is shut, it shouldn't rain in. All the situations where a person, if you're aware of this concept of this halacha, preventing loss to other people, there are many opportunities which a person can have. Just in conjunction with that, I want to mention that after school is over, they're going to be clearing out all of the classrooms and all of the small basements, all the classrooms from all items. So people should make sure that they take home their items, etc. They shouldn't for themselves. If you're aware somebody else is not around and he can't take care of himself, obviously you would again have the situation. It would be a mitzvah on your part to take it home for him or inform him, make sure, point out to him that everything's going to be cleaned out from these classrooms, and he shouldn't take a loss. That he should be informed, etc. Have a good morning. Have a good Shabbos.